Hey everybody, this is Captain Cash. We're here live at DreamHack San Diego 2023 and here with some esports players, and you guys are?
I am Oat from Golden X.
And I am Omart from Golden X.
Alright, thanks for you guys for taking your time for this interview. So how are you guys right now in DreamHack? How's everything for you so far?
It's been amazing. They keep calling us the underdogs, which we know we aren't, but we've fought our way back and we are trying to climb out of loser's bracket right now. It's looking pretty promising. We have a lot of confidence going into the next war.
Ah, okay, that's good. So, like, is this your first time coming to San Diego?
Yeah, this is the first time we've been to San Diego as a team, and one out of seven of us have only ever done a LAN event before. So this is all of our first time. We're all very green when it comes to this, but we're all very excited. Okay. In doing it.
Alright, so what about you? Like, any feedback on that?
Yeah, same thing. We're not that well experienced in the whole LAN event thing, but we have been playing together for many years. So having that one person who was here gave us a little bit of a glimpse into what it would be like, and I think a lot of us are stepping up to the pressure on the stage, so it's been pretty fun.
Yeah. Speaking of the pressure on the stage, how is it being up there on stage and seeing everybody cheering for you guys and everything like that in person, you know?
Yeah, it's pretty surreal to actually go up there and see, you know, the crowd looking at you and everything. It's definitely something else. It's nothing that most of us are used to in the esports world. So, but it's a crave and it's something that we want to keep getting back to. So it's addicting, if anything.
Absolutely, yeah. It's definitely totally different from being at the comfort of your home, your desk, you know, not having those people to interact with or cheering for you as you're playing live. So being here on stage, hearing the clapping, the lights, it's a definitely different experience and one that we're definitely enjoying.
I'm very glad to hear that for you guys. So, coming out from losers brackets, you guys say you guys are not the underdogs, but you guys feel like you guys are not underdogs. What's going to give you guys the edge to come out there and go into the grand finals?
That underdog, we keep hearing it. It keeps fueling our flames. So we like the sound of that. We know what we're up against. But we're fighting against ourselves. So if we can keep showing up like the way we have been, we think we'll come out on top of this whole thing.
Yeah, that's good. And what about you? How do you feel about this?
We're embracing the story. Everybody keeps calling us the underdog, that we shouldn't have been here. And we're clinging on to that. And it's pushing us to play better comms amongst the team and just push to get to that ultimate goal to show that we can be the champions and we're deserving of being the champions.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. I feel for you guys because, look, I'm from San Diego. You know, we never had a winner here, you know. We have our San Diego Padres. We love our boys to death, even though they keep coming short, but we still love them. You know, we love a good underdog team, you know. And most recently, too, with the college basketball team, you know. They went to the national title game. They lost, but you know what? No one ever thought that they would have made it, you know? Yeah. So I totally feel for you guys. I really do, you know?
Thank you.
Like, I know a lot of people are going to look at me like, hey, you guys are underdogs, but look, we can relate to you guys. I think that's what's going to give you an edge, too. People are going to be like, yeah, we can relate to you guys.
For sure. We definitely like that. Again, it just fuels our flame, whatever we hear. We know what our skill level is, so we enjoy the competition. Everything else is just kind of color commentary for us, so it's been a blast so far.
Yeah. So how's the daily schedule for you guys for, like, the training and all this and get ready for this?
Daily schedule's been a bit laissez-faire. We know what we need to do. We put our time and effort into getting our base builds together, so we put a lot of time into testing those. As far as practice and everything, we've honestly taken an approach where we're kind of enjoying this trip. We're seeing San Diego. We went to the beach yesterday. We're enjoying each other, getting to know each other's personalities. I think the team chemistry element is something a lot of teams might overlook, but we definitely are narrowing that down. And then we'll practice at night, do our hits and our raids, and get everything together. So it's been a whirlwind of a week so far, but it's been a blast, and it's just cruising along.
Yeah, that's really great to hear. So for people out there who want to follow you guys, where can they follow you guys on social media and whatnot?
Yeah, you can follow us at on Twitter at GoldenX. And yeah, that's our main spot. Check us out on Twitter at GoldenX.
All right. Thank you guys so much. You guys have been wonderful. I'm rooting for you guys to go out there and win at the top. Just show everybody that, you know, you guys are the guys, you know, because I love a good underdog story. I love a good underdog team, you know. And I'm going to be rooting for you guys. So I hope I really hope you guys lift that trophy up in the end.
Thank you so much, man. We really appreciate it. We appreciate all the good words. Thank you very much.
Oh, no, the pleasure is all mine. And we'll be back later for more interviews right here from DreamHack 2023 here in San Diego, live.